Good, better, best.
Okay, but if something, if you got 20 bushels from your fields last year and you got 40 this year, you'd say that your yield this year was
greater.
Okay, but can you think of another way to say two times as good?
Twice.
Okay. Okay, could you, you have just named the months that your children had birthdays in. So that you named most of the months for me, but I don't believe you had anybody with a birthday in the month after February, did you?
Yes, one.
You do? How about the next month?
April.
Okay.
January, February, March, April. No one in May, June, July, August, and come September.
Okay, and then the last 3 months of the year?
October, November, December, no.
Okay.
I have some grandchildren, but no children.
Oh, how many grandchildren do you have? I don't think.
About 40, 39, 40.
Grandchildren?
Oh, that's counting them all.
Grand
and great grandchildren and all.
I bet you have no idea how many girls or boys or anything, do you? Or do you?
No, I don't.
Do you get to see them very often?
No.
What's the youngest grandchild that you've got?
Well, great-grandchildren, step-great-grandchildren is the youngest. I have two, about close to a year old.
And how old is the oldest grandchild?
Well, she's 21.
Gosh, so they're all relatively young. A lot of them would be teenagers and young children. My goodness. Did they send you pictures of them and so forth?
Some of them do.
Some that you don't see very often, yeah. I guess. But then the ones around here do. Does the son live near you? I know Mr. has daughters, but near you, does that son have children?
He has two of his own, but he has stepchildren.
Uh-huh. How about the, don't you have a son in common?
Yes.
And does he have children?
He has four, two boys and two girls. They're pretty well equally divided, the boys and the girls.
And girls. Gosh, my mother and daddy just have seven grandchildren, so they don't have very many.
Yeah.
But I guess it depends on how many children you've got as to how many you can expect.
Well, these step-grandchildren, I count them all, those that are married and everything.
Well, that's a lot of folks, and that's a big family if you get them all together.
Yeah.
What do you say to somebody when you see them in the morning?
Good morning.
Okay, and how far up in the day would you say good morning?
Till noon.
Till noon, okay. And what do you see somebody when you see them afternoon?
Good afternoon or good evening.
Okay, and how long does afternoon last?
About 6 o'clock, isn't it? 5, 4, 5, 6.
Till it begins to get dark or something like that. What part of the day do you call the evening? Is that the whole night or is that just the early part of it?
Just the early part.
Does that mean just while it's still light or just till about? What time do you think?
I said I didn't know exactly what to call it now, but used to call it about 4 to 6, wasn't it?
I don't know. I've never been quite sure. I didn't know it had any definite time.
I don't
know. Early. Okay. Do you say good night when people leave in the evening?
Yeah.
What time of day did you begin work when you were on the farm? What did you call that early part of day?
Sun up.
Okay. And how late did you work?
Sundown.
Okay. And today is Monday. Yesterday?
Sunday.
Okay. Except the day that I was looking for was yesterday and I said it. If something happened a week ago, to this day, how would you say that?
A week ago. It happened a week ago.
Okay. Is there any name that you have for a period of 2 weeks? Is there any word that you've ever heard people use for that? No?